This session was recorded live from the Evangelical Theological Society's 46th annual meeting, entitled Hermeneutics, Issues and Concerns, held November 17th through the 19th, 1994, in Chicago, Illinois.
Would not be bothered by the course in chemistry, but she would be blown out of the water by her course in English literature. You may discover, as you look at all of this, that postmodernity is primarily a literary and aesthetic approach which has relatively little impact outside of certain narrow scholarly areas, and that in other scholarly areas, this kind of approach is simply not employed because it's been discovered not to work. And I'm going to illustrate that by way of the field of law this morning. The hermeneutic impasse. What divides Christian theology and turns the theological landscape into a battlefield today is not so much confessional differences as hermeneutical perspectives. On the one side, regardless of denominational commitment, are those who insist on interpreting the biblical text in its natural, not necessarily literal sense. On the other, those who flatly deny that such objective interpretation is possible, and who therefore see the text as a reflection of its original environment and in dialectic interaction with the contemporary interpreter. Putting it simply, it's Billy Graham, the Bible says, versus Robert Funk's Jesus Seminar. One might even go so far as to claim that biblical hermeneutics constitutes the great gulf dividing the church at the end of the 20th century. As illustrated in Robert Campbell, the Dominican...